Welcome to Nutra Herself. I'm your host, Amanda, and I'm a midlife stepmom who is passionate about the ins and outs of nutrition yourself. I am so excited to share my story and the stories of others who can share their inspiration because I know life is effing hard, and I get that. And so often, as women, we put ourselves last. I want this podcast to be here so you know you are not alone. And if I can help in some of your journey, bonus. Grab my hand, and together we will be the women who choose ourselves in this next journey. Let's get started. Hey, my friends, I have someone really special on here today. Her name is Stephanie Harper. I've known her a little over 10 years because she teaches or taught. She just took a year off to homeschool her boys. So she's mama too, but she taught art at my school, and she's an amazing art teacher and an amazing mom. And then I found out she has all these different holistic avenues to help with wellness, which was truly amazing too. And she has a bunch of them, and she's going to hit on all of them. But Stephanie, how about you just introduce yourself and like who you are and your family, and maybe start with one of your wellness practices that you think is the most interesting for you at the moment.
Sure. Thanks for having me, Amanda. I appreciate the opportunity. So I, like she said, is a mom of two. I have a 10-year-old boy, Gavin, and a soon-to-be 7-year-old boy, Madden. And I'm always passionate about art, always passionate about wellness. And I think those are two careers and fields that really intertwine. When drawing or painting, I find myself studying the human body and drawing and playing around with eyes. And that kind of falls into my health field of what I do as a certified iridologist and working with the iris.
I don't know. I'm going to interrupt you for a second because I don't know if a lot of people out there know what this is, and I'm fascinated with it. So what is that?
Sure. So iridology is studying iris patterns, colors, characteristics to determine a person's systemic health. So thinking about it as a fingerprint. And everybody has fingerprints, but no two are alike. Our irises are very much the same. So we develop these genetics from our ancestors, and it shows up in the iris. So it shows up based on color. It shows up based on patterns. And by learning about your eyes, you can really develop lifestyle, diet, and supplement practices to live a full, healthy, happy life.
That is so interesting. My mom used to say, like, she could tell if I was sick by my eyes. And so there might have been a little bit of truth in that, I guess, huh?
Yeah, for sure. And sclerology is something else that I do, and that is studying the white of the eyes. So together, it's really comprehensive. And the sclerology studies the vascular system, so looking at the veins in the eyes. So, both of those fall into that field.
That is so amazing. So I've been to Stephanie twice now, and you start by taking pictures of my eyes and then almost like reading them to me.
Yes. So that's exactly what I do. I have a special iris camera, and when a person comes in, I photograph their eyes and I pull them up on my computer so that they can actually see what their irises look like. And it's really amazing. Some people who think that they have brown eyes, I will photograph them and they look green. But in iridology, there actually is no green eyes. They are called biliary or mixed irises. And it means basically that they have ancestors that come from blue-eyed people or from brown-eyed. And just the color of your eye alone can tell a lot about the health characteristics that you could potentially have and the best diet that suits your body and the best supplements, vitamins, minerals that also benefit your body.
Wow, that's crazy because I am a green-eyed, quote-unquote, green-eyed person. So that's really interesting.
Yeah.
And okay, so from there, I also, the next thing I did is I put my hand on this piece of metal. Do you want to explain what that is?
Sure. So that's called a cytoscan. Cytoscan technology allows you to identify what organs or systems are out of range and how your body best responds to certain foods or supplements or even services through a process called biological coherence. Similar to kind of thinking about how a lie detector test works, it's surveying your body and your body is responding without having to actually speak or do anything. So it pulls up this huge report going through each of your systems, your detoxification system, your hormone and endocrine system, your digestive system. And it's identifying biomarkers, certain specific areas that are causing weaknesses in those organs, and what supplements, lifestyle strategies will help to support those. So by combining that with iridology, it really looks at the big picture and helps to identify the root cause behind any sort of ailments that a person may be experiencing.
Wow, that's so interesting. Yeah, it really gave me like a comprehensive view of my health and what was going on with me. And I know when I came back the second time, there was a lot of showing that like my nervous system had regulated. Like I wasn't so stressed out. And you could see that in different parts of my eyes, but also from the Zyto scans. And I thought that was just so amazingly cool, because the last year I had really been working on that and it showed through my body. So that was really cool. And from that, then you, there's certain supplements, it tells you what supplements to take, but then how often do you do this? Because you don't have to be on supplements forever, right? Or at least the same kind.
Right. I mean, there are some supplements that are not meant to be taken long term. You know, they're more healing therapy, like, but there are some more tonic supplements or supportive supplements for, you know, nutritional deficiencies based on your diet and so on. So I think generally speaking, supplement wise, to really support a person is just to make sure they are, you know, ingesting lots of vitamins and minerals, whether it be from food, from whole foods, or from synthetic vitamins, whatever process best works for that person. Making sure, you know, they have good gut bacteria. So oftentimes a probiotic is one that one may want to be on long term, or omega fatty acids to help with inflammation and brain. And then digestive enzymes are one thing that I do see many people needing to incorporate into their lifestyle more and more. And I think a lot of that has to do with diet and the foods that we are eating nowadays, and that they're not what they used to be.
Yeah, that was definitely one that was coming that I have started taking. And because when I used to eat proteins, they just made me feel not that great. And I try to eat pretty clean and know where, you know, like my meat and my protein is coming from. But there's still like anytime you buy from a store, you aren't 100% where it's coming from or what it's been through or, you know, what that protein ate before it came to you. So that has definitely
Exactly.
been helping. Yeah.
Exactly. And eye color makes a difference. Also, there are certain eye colors that benefit from digestive enzymes and or bitters more than others.
Oh, bitters. Yeah. That's interesting. Right on. So how did you find this?
So I used to see an iridologist when I was a child. We had one in town, and I just always found it so fascinating. I've always been into holistic health and wellness. I've had my business now for about 3.5 years, but I've had books on iridology forever. And it's really more, it started out more as a hobby. And then I started practicing on family and friends, and it just kind of grew. I feel like I am a flower eye type, it's called. So I'm highly sensitive and empathetic and emotional. And, you know, I had my own health issues growing up. And knowing what I know now, I really could have helped myself, but I didn't know those things or wasn't taught those things. So now I understand that emotions really impacted probably 80% of my health, and Western medicine wasn't really supporting that. You know, I didn't check the boxes. So that's my goal now, is to just really help people understand their bodies and know how to support them.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. And I love the idea of like in those reports, it tells me like what food is better for me personally as an individual to eat from those, and what maybe I want to stay away from. So it's not taking necessarily medication, not that, you know, sometimes you have to take medication, but it's just like eating the foods and taking some supplements that actually nourish your body and take care of you.
Exactly. And I think becoming a mom really inspired me too, wanting to learn more about my children's genetics and my children's personalities and how I could support them throughout time. My youngest had lots of ear infections as a baby, And I ended up just cutting out dairy, and he never had another ear infection. And my
Wow.
oldest son has asthma and allergies. So working with him on diet and lifestyle and supplementation support also, and it's been really helpful.
Yeah. So do you do both of these on your kids?
Yes,
Like,
I do
yeah.
all my services on my
Ah,
kids, and
I love
they're
it.
excellent. They're excellent. They actually ask me, when, Mom, when can you look in my eyes again? Or when can you do a Zytoscan? Or can I have a foot bath? They
Oh.
love it. So it's creating good habits for them also, I think. And I think in today's world, it's obvious that sickness and disease is in a place that it's greater now than it ever has been. So I think the more and more we become aware of our bodies and about what's causing harm in our bodies, the better off we're going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you are also a Reiki healer, right?
I
So you
am,
do that
yes.
as well. The other day I had Peyton, my youngest, came to me and she's like, can you do Reiki on me? I'm like, absolutely I can. I love it when you guys ask for that kind of stuff. So
That's
yeah,
so great.
I was just thinking back to that comment you said that like if we would have known this when we were younger, it would have changed the outcome. And I think of that a lot. Like I have the Crohn's and the cancer that came from the Crohn's, and like if I just knew how to take stress and knew how to observe my body better, that would have never happened, in my opinion. So yeah, I love that you're teaching them so young how to do all of this.
Absolutely. And going back to emotions, I really try to touch upon that with all my clients because you can, if you have a, if I'm seeing a poor liver in the eye and I'm seeing that on, show up on the Zytoscan, but the person eats a whole raw diet and does not drink alcohol and, just really nurtures their system, it's questioning, why do I have a problem? It's like, well, are you storing anger or resentment, because that emotion gets stored in your liver. And I think it's looking at the big picture that it's not always what we're doing, it's how we're feeling and how we're reacting to that.
Yeah, so we can give our body all the nutrients it wants, but if we aren't taking care of the stress and the emotional side, you're still like tearing it apart from the inside out. Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, definitely. And that shows up in the different organs. That is so amazing. I just love what you do. It's so exciting.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And like I said, it was so nice when I got mine back and I'm like, oh, look, like the stuff that I'm doing is working. That's great. That's validating.
Yeah, it's been
Yeah.
really great. And I've really enjoyed meeting people and working with people one-on-one. As a teacher, of course, it's like one in front of 18, but the one-on-one I really enjoy. And I've been establishing relationships around the world. So I don't only see clients in person, but I also see them virtually. So technology is amazing now that, it's allowed that opportunity for me to work with clients virtually.
So, because you can take their picture, obviously, online.
So actually, I give instructions on how to photograph the eye.
Yeah.
That I have not, I can't take their photos over,
Yeah.
the internet, but I can do Zytoscans remotely now, with devices, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Oh, that's really, because that was going to be my next question. Like, so how do they do the Zytoscan then? So that is really cool that that can work out.
Yeah, and
So
it's done
you have
right on
clients.
their device. Yeah.
Ah, and you have clients everywhere then, all over the
I do.
world.
I do.
Ah, that's so cool. Right on. Okay, so you definitely do all of that stuff. You also do wellness with Juice Plus. I know that I learned about Juice Plus and from you, and I love Juice Plus. And you have people go to your house and you do foot baths too, right?
Yes.
Can you
The
talk a
foot
little bit
bath.
about that?
Yeah. So the foot baths have become really popular. And I think it's because you get that instant gratification of what's showing up in the water.
Yeah.
So it uses just an array, it's called, which is a coil that is put in water. That's all that goes in the bath. Sometimes Celtic salt needs to be added depending on the hardness of the water. It's a 30-minute treatment. So the person just puts their feet in for 30 minutes and then the water will change. Within seconds, the water will start changing color. And what it's doing is it is pulling out toxins from areas of the body that need to be detoxed. So, and it's really interesting. One client I had with really blue eyes did the scan, and typically blue-eyed people are like kidney weakness prone. So the water turned yellow, and yellow is associated with the kidneys. And then green is gallbladder, brown is liver. You have white foam, which shows the detoxification system. And so all that is showing up in the water. And it kind of gets yucky towards the end. And it changes every time it changes because, once it's detoxing from an organ, it goes to the next one. So, yeah, it's really cool.
That's awesome. And do you often see then like their eyes to their cytoscans to the foot bass, like they kind of parallel each other or they work along with each other?
They definitely work along with each other. So a lot of the services that I offer, certain ones I'll recommend based on what I see. So if somebody really needs to detoxify their body, I'll often recommend doing either a foot bath or sauna chromotherapy. The cytoscan and the iridology go hand in hand, as I already mentioned, as just kind of the standard. But then I do muscle testing also, so that can help to determine, what services and/or supplements a person needs also.
Oh, awesome. That's great. And so you have all this going on, and then you just tell me that you might be coming back to our school to be an art teacher, which is really amazing.
Yes.
I've seen all the amazing art projects that you have helped our students with. And students that have gone in there and just been like, oh, I'm not an artist. And then they make the most amazing creative things ever. So thank you for that. That's really
Yeah, of
amazing.
course. I really enjoy it.
Yeah. But you spent the last year homeschooling your boys, and that was a good experience for you.
Yes, of course it's
Yeah.
hard. I have such an appreciation for stay-at-home moms and moms who work from home because you are in your home with your children all day, and it is definitely mentally and physically exhausting at times, sometimes more than getting out and going to work. And
Yeah.
but it's those times you will never get back. And I think for me, being able to really bond with my boys and to watch them learn and grow, being able to travel, having the freedom and flexibility and more time to see, my husband and their dad, it's been great for our family. But I'm definitely missing the community piece, and I'm looking forward to getting back out there, and I'm just thankful I had the opportunity to experience it.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. So I see that you nurture all these people for your wellness business, and you nurture your family, obviously, and you nurture all your students at the school that we teach. But how do you nurture yourself?
That's a great question. So I think that is so important to take care of ourselves, right? We can't pour from an empty cup. So for me, the first absolute biggest thing for me is time in the mornings, having me time, quiet time, to just prepare for my day, to meditate. Exercise is huge. Although my boys like to do it with me, like today we went for a bike ride and jogged down the road. It's a little
Oh,
less relaxing,
nice.
but having that time to exercise, I really enjoy. Doing things like foot baths or just doing the cytoscans or iridology on myself. So I do see myself as a patient, as a client. Every month I try to stay taking care of myself. And then, doing Reiki on myself, trying to do classes, yoga, chiropractic care, massage. I kind of tap into it all.
That's awesome. Nice. And so people can come online. You said that you can do this virtually. So where can we find you? I know you have an amazing website, and I can put the link to that down below. And like, are you on social, anything like that, Instagram?
Yeah, so I have a website, stephanieharperiridology.com, and then I have Facebook and Instagram. So I do post a couple times a week, just giving, glimpses of what I do and what I believe and all those kinds of things, just to give people an idea.
Yeah, you put up some really interesting things about eyes and explaining what you do. So you guys should definitely look into her if you have questions. Okay, so I think that's it. I think we'll probably wrap this up at this point. So many amazing things, though. Thank you for coming on here. I really appreciate this. And I miss
Thank
your face.
you.
So I am glad selfishly that you're coming back to
I'm
school.
excited to see you more often too.
Hey friends, I want to quickly jump on and let you know a little secret that has made my family so much healthier. If you're like me, getting fruits, veggies, berries, and antioxidants into my meals is way easier said than done, especially when our time to get fresh vegetables in our area is extremely limited. That's why my family started taking Juice Plus, which are actually herbicide and pesticide-free fruits and vegetables that have been dehydrated and put into easy-to-take capsules. They are even free chews for your kids, and mine are teenagers and they still eat them. Juice Plus is a super easy way to make sure me and my family are getting the nutrients, minerals, and vitamins we need to be healthier. Interested? I don't blame you. Message me and I can tell you more. Why? Because I love you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If this resonates with you or you think someone else could benefit, please share this episode and tag me. I truly want you to grab my hand so together we will be the women who choose ourselves in this next journey. Love you.